Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's look back to earlier this week. Charlie Morton allows 3 earned runs or fewer. He did. 6 innings, just 1 earned run last night. Jason, you bounced back. Can you fell back? Gunnar Henderson has just 1 home run in June. He homers against the Rays. He did not. Can you bounce back? Jason, you bounce back. You said Gunnar went homer 3 times.
I thought he'd like that ballpark with that short porch and right field.
Adley reaches base safely in all games he started. He did. Had a hit in the first 2 games and then a walk last night. Both of you guys bounce back. O's get a split with the Rays. They did. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back. To the NBA Finals. This is Game 5, not 6. Game 5. Thunder cover the 9.5 against the Pacers. They did, 120 to 109. Jason, you bounce back. You said you much prefer the first half at minus 5.5. The Thunder were leading by 14, so that was an easy cover. You said you like the Thunder, play it down to 56.5 in the first half. They scored 59 in the first half. So you nailed the 2 others. We don't give you any bonus points, but for accuracy.
In fact, it'll probably be held against me in the court of bone.
Can you bounce back?
Yes.
Over under 224.5. That hit. That was 229. Both you guys bounce back. Jason, you went 122 to 112, and you liked the first half over at 109. That did not hit. There was 104 at half. Alex Caruso over 10.5 points. He had 2 that game.
Yeah. Missed like 4 layups in the first half.
Both you guys bounce back. Jason, you thought he would get 12. Ken, you bounce back. Tyrese Haliburton over 17.5 points. He had 4.
Yeah, that was bad.
Ken bounced back. Jason, you fell back. You thought he'd finish with 16, but you still get the point.
Thanks, bro.
And that ended up being the difference.
Yeah.
Jason won 5-4.
Order's restored.
5-4. Kobe Mayo, and now we already have the lineup out, so you get at least a leg up here. He only played in 1 game in the Rays series. He will start 2 of the 3 games this series. You already got 1 under your belt, Jason.
I think we're looking at it tonight, Bone.
So that's a fallback.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 2 righties, Schmidt and Warren, Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to bounce back, Bone. Give me that weird Sunday lineup.
Your boy, Uke.
You got it. It's tonight.
Yeah.
Your boy, Uke, had a season-high 8 strikeouts against the Yankees. 5 shutout innings in April. He hasn't completed 5 innings in his last 2 starts. Ken, Sugano completes 6 innings tonight.
You said he hadn't completed 5?
In the last 2. But it's a new day.
Yeah. And when he had the 8 strikeouts, he did not complete 6 in that.
He did not.
I'm going to fall back on that one, Bone.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to monitor him quite closely. I'm thinking if he gets 15 outs, that might be it.
I'm surprised they didn't make a roster move for like a bullpen arm the way they've worked this bullpen the last few nights. But alas, you know, GM's always all over that.
Max Fried has been fantastic. He has allowed 2 earned runs or more in just 4 of his last 11 starts. He gave up 6 earned runs to the Dodgers. That's the only start all season in which he's allowed more than 2 earned runs. The Orioles score at least 2 earned runs against Max Fried. Jason.
Low bar.
I'm going to say Gary Sanchez. It's a 2-run
homer. Oh! Sanchez, 2-run homer.
I hate when we think bounce back so similarly. Like the Gary Sanchez revenge factor. I feel like they'll get 2-bone. Bounce back.
And then do they get this series, Ken? O's win the series. Get a winning road trip.
I think they get one.
As a fallback for those at home.
Bowen, I don't know if you were paying attention earlier in the show, but including the playoffs, since the O's left the Bronx last June 20th, they're 74-90.
But they play the Yankees well, Jason.
They do.
They won the series earlier in the year. They won the past 2 season series against the Yankees. It brings out the best of them, Jason.
Yeah. I think they won last year's series by a game. I think the Yankees are going to win the series.
That's a fallback. Let's get to Game 7 Sunday. The Thunder cover 8.5, Jason.
I think the Thunder rolls here, as Garth Brooks once said. I prefer OKC when they're at home. I love them to cover the first half. I'd play it down to -4.5 to be safe. You can get that around -130 right now in the odds. I'm willing to lay that. I think the first half goes over. 103.5 is where I played it at -130.
First half goes over. What was that number?
103.5, -130.
103.5.
And okay. For the game, if you made me play the game right now, I would take it down to 5.5. Well, you just did. You said 8.5, didn't you?
Oh, I thought you meant the total.
I would prefer to take it down to 5.5 and make it a 2-possession game.
It's not the question.
That's a good point, Ben.
But I guess for the sake of this exercise, Bone, I will say that they win 117-108.
117-108. That is 9 points. That's a cover. That's a bounce back for those at home. Ken?
Yeah, I think that the Oklahoma City, they end up pulling away in this one. Get up early, Indiana makes a comeback, but OKC wins and they cover. Bounce back.
This over-under has been plummeting throughout the series. Now for Game 7, Ken, it's 215.5. The over hits on Sunday.
I'm bad with these. Bounce back, Bum.
And Jason, you have a fallback. That's I'm bad at math. That's 225. Yeah. That's 225.
So he's
thinking it was 215, and I thought the hook. Okay. Jalen Williams. He had 16 points in Game 6. His total is 22.5 for Sunday. Jason.
Somebody's got to be the secondary scorer. They shoot the ball much better at home than on the road. Want to hear a crazy stat?
Please. Yes.
In this series, OKC, the 3-ball in the first half. On the road, 25.8%. At home, 40.7%.
Wow.
I'll say he gets 25.
That is a bounce back.
Yeah, I think another big game from Jalen Williams. I'll bounce back as well.
But T.J. McConnell this
about
series.
Him?
Former Sixer.
We're going to do points, rebounds, and assists here. And his total is 17.5. For reference, his points, rebounds, assists total in Game 6, he hit 27. Ken, he goes over 17.5 points, rebounds, assists.
Wow. He out-rebounded like the Oklahoma City Bigs in Game 6. I'm going to bounce back, Bum.
I think Game 6 is a bit of an anomaly. I'm going to go under.
As a fallback for those at home.
Coming up next here on the program, big soccer game last night, U.S. won, which included Alex Freeman, who is Antonio Freeman's son. Antonio joins us at 4:30 to discuss, but coming up next, get Jason's thoughts. A beautiful game. What did he think of last night's win over Saudi Arabia? Well, we're going to tell you next here on the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fan.
Berhalter stands over the free kick. Tillman runs away. Berhalter hooking it in. It's Richards. It's in. And the U.S. does use the set piece. It's Chris Richards, his second ever goal. And the U.S. finally breaks through against Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I think we dug deep. You know, I think the guys that came on had a big impact too. You know, seeing Tyler out there, you know, it gives me energy too. You know, his tenacity and his fight, it's fun to play with Johnny coming in, everyone coming in, closing in the game. It's what it's about, you know. Maybe a little bit better control, especially towards the end, but, you know, it's a good result.
So you heard the highlight, and then you heard, I think that was Greg Berhalter's son.
Sebastian
Berhalter, son of Greg Berhalter.
Can't hold that against him.
Yeah, well, it's not holding it against him. I'm just saying it's his son.
Fact. I'm just telling you, you can't hold that against him.
He's a good guy?
Yeah, good kid.
Sure.
They call him Seabass? No?
Probably. I would be shocked if they didn't.
U.S. wins 1-0, Jason. Any thoughts?
You said highlight singular, and that pretty much sums it up. It was a result. They now are assured of moving out of their group in the Gold Cup and getting into the knockout stages. I would think it would lead to an even more experimental roster against Haiti on Sunday. The interesting thing is they match up with Mexico's group, and it's not a sure thing that Mexico is going to win the group. So it's 1-2, 2-1. You know, the second finisher in the U.S. group would play the first finisher in Mexico's group. And normally you would think Mexico is going to win the group, but it's not 100% a sure thing if you're kind of wondering about, like, would they try to avoid them or not. But regardless, like, they won. Saudi Arabia really didn't seem up for it. They counterattacked less than I thought they would. They played for the win. I didn't think they'd play 90 minutes for the win. I thought maybe there'd be a 10 to 15 minute stretch of each half where they look like a team that wanted to score a goal. I was incorrect. They never really looked like they cared much about scoring, and they would have been perfectly fine with 0-0. First half was miserable for the U.S., and you heard Berhalter there, who was a beautiful free kick by him. I mean, put it right on Richard's foot. Great run from Chris Richard. I believe we had Chris Richard on the show before. I thought we had him on last summer before the Copa
Sounds
America.
Sounds familiar.
So it was great to see him finish, and he was the man of the match for the U.S., and I don't think there really was much debate about that. He made a couple of great runs defensively, and I'll say in all honesty, recovering for Alex Freeman a couple of times, who was asked to play a central defensive role. Like, it's a big ask for Alex Freeman in his first year as an MLS starter, and he's a great prospect, and I'm excited to talk to Antonio about him, but it's a lot to ask him to start playing as a wingback now at this level. To then say, oh, yeah, now we're going to move you inside. Like, ooh. But Berhalter's quality on free kicks, and Pulisic has been garbage on free kicks for the U.S. for a long time. So I don't know how much Berhalter's going to play when this full unit is intact, but I hope that Pochettino is taking notes and knowing that the Pulisic can't do this anymore, and we've got to find other people to provide better service. But, yeah, the first half was miserable. Second half, you heard Berhalter talk about some of the changes. And Tyler Adams, who is the real captain of this team, who is the real heart and soul of this team, and should wear the armband whenever possible, and it should never be put on Pulisic again. He came in the second half and provided a little bit more of a spine. They moved Freeman back to the wing where he belonged and really kind of changed up their identity. And playing with Berhalter and De La Torre as sort of dual pivots in the middle of the pitch, I thought was probably a tough ask against a team that was going to defend as well as Saudi Arabia, and that was true. To me, the most interesting thing that came out of this match was that Haji Wright is dealing with an injury, and that's who I would like to see up top. That's the number nine I would like to see with this group as constructed, and I think he would have done pretty well against Saudi Arabia, and I don't know the extent of the injury, but him not being available is a big deal because the U.S. has no number nine right now that you can really trust as a finisher.
Question for soccer neophytes, when you say you want him up
really
top.
A target forward, a guy who you can play the ball up the middle of the pitch to, who can hold the ball up, lay it off to other people, but more than anything else, someone who, when you play the ball directly into them, can win with his body, win with his head, win with his feet inside the 18-yard box. And they don't really have that guy right now. I mean, they're lacking a lot of things. So if Haji Wright is out for the rest of this tournament, that's a problem.
So obviously, you just said it, they're missing a lot of their regulars, but they came into the Gold Cup having lost, what, four straight matches, which was the longest since 2007.
Yes. Including one where they got killed, right?
These past...
Oh, yeah, well, they got... I mean, Turkey was brutal, and then 4-0 to Switzerland.
Yeah.
These past couple games, does it change anything for you, at least looking at them in the Gold Cup?
No, not really. I don't know how much they're going to be able to take from this tournament. I think it's about finding some individuals who may be able to help you, one or two, who might be able to crack your team next summer at the World Cup. But more than that, I think it's about seeing the level that some of these youngsters like an Alex Freeman can handle right now and what they might, you know, starting to put them on a path to where maybe they might really contribute by 2030. I don't think we're going to learn a whole lot about the 2026 group from this summer, because the guys you really want to see by and large aren't there. You know, Malik Tillman starting to score at this level and kind of becoming someone who's allowed to maybe put his personality on the team more, I think is a good thing. Diego Luna, someone who continues to make some runs, and this is not a team that can really beat anybody off the dribble right now, and he at least tries to a little bit. Like, there's a bit of creative flair, individual flair from him that's mostly lacking from this team, that, like, can he force himself into the group next summer? Berhalter's another one. Maybe he's off the bench, but comes in to help with set pieces if the guys in the starting 11 are struggling with it. I think it's pretty fringy. Yeah, and again, for most of last night, especially the first 60 minutes, the quality was really lacking, and it was a tough match to sort of endure.
Sunday against Haiti, correct?
Yeah, and this one could be really weird.
What do you want to see? What do you expect to see?
I mean, they've kind of got the group wrapped up, so I would like to see even a more experimental roster, I guess. I'd like to see them be have more of an attacking plan on the ball. I'd like to see somebody else starting up top instead of Aguilar. I'd like to see him give somebody else a shot there. Again, there's not a whole lot of options right now. Maybe the Aronson brothers starting the game together. That would kind of interest me. Get De La Torre off his feet, maybe. But no, I don't think we're going to learn much of anything in this Haiti match. And then when they start playing in the knockout stage, it gets a little more real.
And to lead into next segment, we're going to have Antonio Freeman on next. For the people who don't know, his son Alex on the team, what do you think? What have you seen from him?
Well, he was kind of a surprise inclusion. And I think he was one of the during those friendlies when things were really rough, he's someone who I think provided some moments where you saw that, wow, like his ability to get up and down the wing and deliver a cross here and there. Like he's very promising. And this is a big ask for him to be in a tournament like this so early in his professional career, but he's someone who, when it's all said and done, if they play 2, 3, 4 more matches, who knows, maybe they reach the final, can come out of this knowing he's challenged himself at a high level. It carries over to his MLS season. And then again, I don't know about him playing for the U.S. next summer in the biggest tournament, you know, that this team has played in 30 years, but I'm excited about his future.
U.S. and Haiti on Sunday. As we mentioned, Alex Freeman, part of the U.S. men's national team. His dad, Baltimore's own Antonio Freeman, joins us next here on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bam. U.S. men's national team beat Saudi Arabia 1-0 last night. They take on Haiti on Sunday. And joining us now, talk some soccer as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. He's a Baltimore guy. He's in the Packers Hall of Fame. He was a first-team All-Pro, a Super Bowl champion. It's Antonio Freeman. And Antonio, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. So obviously, you played sports at a high level. What's it like watching your son do the same?
Amazing. I get chills. My hair stands up on my arms. You know, I cry. tears of joy and disbelief and just, man, it's just an amazing feeling. And I used to give my dad a hard time when I was playing about being super fan. And, now here it is. I'm super fan number one.
Well, as super fan number one, what was it like when you found out that, okay, like he's obviously a professional, he's established himself in MLS, but like he's going to get a chance to represent his country, and then he's going to get a chance to represent his country, you know, in a prestigious tournament like this. Like what was that phone call like?
It was actually a visit. I was at a game, and I was actually headed home on the tri-rail, and these kids today, they text. You know, yeah. You never really yeah. get a chance to talk to yes. them unless you're face-to-face. So we got into a text message, and he told me. And, man, it's just been an amazing turn of events, you know, just the opportunity. I always used to tell him, you know, be ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready, because you never know when your number's going to be called, and you got to be ready because you only get one chance to take advantage of that opportunity. And, man, he's been so mindful of that. You know, he's been a member of the U.S. youth national yes. team since he was 15 years old. So, man, just a lot of hard work and just dedication that really goes into the sports. A lot of time away from your family and your friends, and as a teenager being signed to a pro contract at 17, you know, you don't get to do normal things like, you know, go to a prom, you know, and you go to a ring dance and do things like that. So it's just been an amazing, strange turn of events. And, you know, then when he was given the opportunity to perform on the field, you know, kids putting in 90 plus minutes
yeah.
and, you know, just a lot of hard work. He's at a great age where he's coachable. And, man, I'm just so happy for all the strides that he's made, not even in his athletic life, but just talking to him and where he's at in his personal life. Just amazing strides that he's been able to make in just a few months here.
What was it like for Alex growing up in terms of sports that he was into? Obviously, you played in the NFL for 9 years, all pro. Did Alex play football at all growing up before getting into soccer? When did you realize that soccer was going to be his main sport?
Well, he kind of realized that soccer was going to be his main sport. He played flag football. He played junior varsity basketball. But he was never the alpha male in those sports. And between he and his mom, they knew that, you know, if he played soccer with his athleticism that and his work ethic and his will to just win, that he would be great at whatever he did. And I remember dropping him off at Coach Lorenzo Williams' basketball team camp tryout. And we had to come back the next day, and he played one of the better kids on his team. And he beat the kid in a one-on-one game of basketball, but he only beat him on will. He would shoot the ball and get his own rebound. He just out-hustled the other kid. And I remember Coach saying, you know, he's not really skilled at basketball, but I'm going to keep him on my team because what I just saw him do against one of our better players is worth having him around and trying to develop him. So he's always had that will to be the best, to win at any cost. You know, we used to have to calm him down as a kid because he took so much joy on not just beating kids in sports and video games or whatever he was participating in, but just embarrassing them while winning. So he just always had that competitive sport, that listening ear, and man, just a will to compete and be great.
We're talking with Antonio Freeman. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Antonio, were you always someone who liked soccer, or Alex being a soccer player has, like, if I had a son that was playing soccer, I'd be brushing up on my soccer real fast. In the room here, Jason's a huge soccer fan. Most of what I know about soccer is because of him. But if I had a kid that played soccer, I'd be super into it. Was Alex excelling at soccer, did that make you the soccer fan?
It didn't make me a soccer fan until he became like 15, when he started getting invites to different camps and traveling around doing soccer. And I think the hardest thing for me to understand was what an offsides was. And it's as easy as that is now, and that it seems to understand, I'm like, man, it took me that long to know what offsides is. And, you know, it really, like you said, you know, you don't, as a dad, you don't say, hey, man, my son's going to be a great soccer player. You know, especially coming from Baltimore, Maryland, living in the inner city, there's not a lot of soccer fields where I, as a child, was able to go and practice and play on. We did have Clifton Park there, which was a huge park, but not many kids in the inner cities really take a liking to that. And in my heart of hearts, I'm still an inner city kid. And, you know, I just I thought he was good enough to play any sports, and I still believe that. I look at his size out there on the soccer field, and I'm like, man, this dude's 6'4", like 220, like solid as a rock, still growing at 20 years old. Like, this kid could have played probably any sport that he wanted to if he really just put his mind and dedicated himself to it.
So what was last night this whole stretch here with the friendlies and then obviously the start of the tournament and they destroy, Trinidad and Tobago. And then last night, the coach kind of asked him to try something in a little bit of a different role that I don't even think he's probably done a ton of in his club team. Like, is he talking to you about that and leaning on some of your expertise of everything you went through in your pro career? What is that process like?
He's doing a great job of just, his coaches are coaching him. I think one thing that we do as parents is we get too involved in our kids' lives in the sports field, and we kind of counteract what the coaches are trying to instill in them on a daily basis and what they prepare for them to be successful in. And I think we as parents sometimes get in the way of that progress of our kids. And I'm just happy for where he is and the success he's having. And he's done it all on himself. By himself. I mean, he's listened to his coaches. He's followed the practices that he's had, and he's done it, man. And the last thing I want to do is be a parent that comes in and screws it up for my kid or makes it about me. Whatever he's doing while he's at practice and he's spending time with his teammates and his coaches, he's well liked by his teammates. He's well liked by his coaches, and he's a pretty pretty good player. So that's all I can ask for as a dad. I don't want a conflict with what the coaches are going on. I just want to be there for him continuously, when he has those moments, because this sports thing is a roller coaster ride. And right now he's on the incline of a roller coaster. And I just want to be there when it's all said and done.
Now that's awesome advice for people with kids playing at any level, for sure. Have you, Antonio, even allowed yourself to think about what it might be like to watch your son play in a World Cup? Do you even entertain that at this point, or?
I do, because everybody else is entertaining it.
Yeah.
I like where we are now. Mm-hmm. 14 starts in the MLS, leading in tackles, leading in score goals at his position, possibly make the MLS All-Star game. We're on the World Cup team right now. I mean, the Gold Cup team right now. And, we just take things in stride. Again, last thing I want to do is put any added pressure on my kid. And I'm happy where we are. We made some great strides, him himself. And, man, if he never makes that roster, man, I'm just so proud of what he's been able to accomplish at 20 years old as a professional soccer player, to wear his country's U.S. name on his chest. So, to me, he'll always be a U.S. He'll always be a USA teamer, whether he makes the next phase or not. And if he doesn't, I always tell him, don't worry about whether you make the next phase or not. You know who wins in those conversations? The ones who didn't make it. There's more chaos and talk about why someone else should have made it as opposed to the ones that did. So either way you sit, you're winning any way you go. Just be a part of the conversation.
Antonio, you mentioned Alex and his relationship with his teammates, his coaches. How has he liked his time with Pochettino?
He loved it. I think the funny thing is, I think the coach at Orlando City, his brother played with him, Coach Pacino, earlier in life. And I think his coach already informed him that he has some of the same morals and teaching techniques that he has in Orlando City. So I think the handoff or the trade off from Orlando City to the U.S. team was comforting for him. I tell him every day that you're practicing against elite competition. So you're only getting better. And as long as you can continue to take coaching and take advantage of every single moment that you have, you're 20 years old. You can do this for a long time if you take care of your body.
Antonio Freeman, this has been fun, man. To hear the genuine pride in your voice about your boy, it's awesome. I wish him continued success, and hopefully this ride lasts a long time.
Hey, let's hope that, and just hope that it's fun. Yes. One thing you want to do, I always said, I want my kids to find something in life that they enjoy doing and that it's fun for them. And he ironically has a great position where he loves what he's doing and it happens to be fun. So that's just, as long as he continue to do those things, I think I'm happy as well.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll come back. Orioles and Yankees game one of the three-game series tonight, 7. Baltimore baseball tonight at 6 with Bordy in the bump. Bordy already here, which if you follow
Grinders,
you knew
Grinder.
He'd be here already. We'll hear from Aaron Boone, and we'll take a look at what is an interesting lineup as they go against Max Fried tonight next here on The Fan.
What's today, Wednesday? I mean, Monday night he hit 2 rockets and had a couple walks, and he goes 0-for, and it's a slump. It's, you know, maybe he's missed a couple pitches. I mean, it's our game. It's, you know, like, I don't know if I really see it that way. Like, you're not, it's not going to get 2 hits every day and week on week on, like, it happens. So he'll continue to make adjustments like he always does, like he's always doing when he's going really well, whether he hits a little rough patch, he'll continue to do that.
Baseball is a game of rough patches, and Aaron Judge might be in the midst of
one. Rough patches and rockets.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you hit them straight and sometimes you don't. Of course, Aaron Judge, though, 20 homers, 60-plus RBIs, batting .360. He's back in the lineup tonight for the Yankees, batting third, as he usually is, as the Yankees and Orioles. First of a three-game series in the Bronx. Orioles lineup going against Max Fried, who's only 9-2 with a 1.89 ERA.
That's good, Bob.
Yeah. Jordan Westberg, he's batting first at second base. Adley Rutschman, he's your DH tonight, batting second. Ramon Laureano batting third in right field. Ramon Arias is at third base, batting fourth. Colton Cowser, only lefty in the lineup. He's in center field, batting fifth. Gary Sanchez batting sixth behind the plate. Kobe Mayo playing first base, batting seventh. Dylan Carlson, in left field, batting eighth. And Luis Vasquez getting another start. He's at shortstop, batting ninth. No Gunner, no Holiday, no O'Hearn, no Mullins.
Correct. Mayo returns. For how long? We don't know. Kid has a great weekend last weekend with the glove and with the bat, and then pretty much sits for the
better
part of
a
weekday.
Doing things, Jason.
And then faces the second toughest lefty on the planet.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see how his playing time continues to evolve. Look, it looks like a weird lineup. It is a weird lineup. It doesn't mean it won't work. You might as well be trying to throw different things against the wall, against lefties in general, and particularly against this lefty who's in such a ridiculous vein of form right now. I kind of like the back-to-back Ramones of it all, and I've got a weird feeling that Gary Sanchez...
The Ramones want to be sedated.
Yeah. Razor.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Razor's 3-for-8 against Fried.
Yeah, like I kind of like feel like the Razor and Sanchez might be the guys to watch tonight.
By the way, Bellwood Ben, can we get some Ramones in the last hour of the show in honor of Laureano and Arias? He doesn't know who the Ramones are. The band?
That's the only song.
You never heard of the Ramones?
I want to be sedated.
They don't play sports. So as we know about when we go
these
inside
Ramones
the
Beltway.
Yeah, he'd maybe get some I Want to Be Sedated. Oh, alas. Can the Orioles, not will they, can they win this series in the Bronx? When last they were in the Bronx, that was the high point.
Look, the Yankees are scuffling right now. I mean, the Yankees have back-to-back weekends where the Red Sox kind of stole their candy, stole their lunch money. They damn near had a four-game sweep at the hands of a Halos team that couldn't win one here over the weekend.
No, Orioles own the Angels.
They're scuffling for sure. So, you know, Boone's under a little bit of heat. I think it's possible. The pitching matchups, I would say, favor the Yankees. The Orioles do get up for these games, and the Orioles have played well against them. And look, if you manage to steal one tonight, getting all those key bats that Gigi talked about from the left side a day off their feet, mm-hmm. and if that works out and you beat their ace, you know, look, I think Clark Schmidt is going to be tough tomorrow. Warren on Sunday, I mean, they should, you know, he's a young pitcher. He's been better at home than road. He's certainly hittable. So, yeah, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. And frankly, if you are of the people out there, I am not, who still think that this is, you know, a salvageable season, then you better win 2 or 3.
Well, you win 2 or 3, you have a winning road trip.
Yeah, and now you've put yourself in position where the next week, where you've got Tampa coming around again and a Texas team that looks better coming around again, you've put yourself in position to, again, if you're so inclined, to want to believe that you at least could convince yourself to believe.
Got another Cal Ripken bobblehead coming up over the weekend. So reasons to get the vibes in the right place. Orioles and the Yankees, 7:05 first pitch. Boarding the Bone, Baltimore baseball tonight, coming up at 6. Coming up next, though, all the young dudes. And a young dude that's not in tonight's lineup, Jackson Holliday. And should he keep that leadoff spot on lockdown? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.